You're not going to do next week to just review the elections.
Which elections? I beg second base, Jerry. You know, I heard you struggling. I heard you struggling this morning. And as I was lying down trying to get up from my bed, I'd gotten up. I just hit the mattress back and I held my head. All the time you were talking, I held my head.
Oh, sorry.
How this country is being governed by a group of, by a group of unpatriotic and whose competence in governance is called to question, and how complicit we are in all this because we elect this government. Okay, we give them re-election, and I'm partly responsible. I'm not going to shy away from saying I'm partly responsible, but you see, you can only where the problem lies mainly is with the political class. This current political class, if care is not taken, will ruin this country. They are selfish, most of them. If you look at them as a group, they're selfish. They think of themselves only. They want to overrun the people. Not only do they want to be in power and overrun the people. And I think that there is a hidden, unspoken agenda, even amongst them, to keep the people impoverished. Otherwise, how do you explain the things that you see, which would lead you to the first story? Read the first story, and I'll take it off from there.
Look, Lagos, welcome to the show officially. That's the intro. It's a long intro. Abba is fuming today.
The level of incompetence is alarming. The story here talks about the CBN.
Let me read the story.
I don't understand all this.
I'll read it. Yeah, calm down. Let me let you calm down. Lagos, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us and drop your comments there. We are going to start with the Vanguard newspaper. The story reads, CBN orders banks to accept old 200, 500, 1,000 naira banknotes.
Okay, so how did we find ourselves in this mess? The president comes up with this idea, which we supported. I would not say I supported it because in principle it looked okay. The bottom line was to catch his own same political class unaware with the bags and sacks of naira in bullion vans, in all kinds of places, that in cemeteries, in whatever, to catch them unawares for the election. Okay, so it didn't work. Okay, don't let's kid ourselves. It didn't work. They beat him to it. There was sabotage at everything. Fast forward to the crisis that now came out. As I yesterday, I'm sure half the population couldn't even leave their houses to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had become complete beggars.
Mm-hmm.
No money anywhere. Okay, so now in my own, I worked in a multinational, and the little corporate sense, just working for 2 years really, at high corporate level. So what do you do? Forget all these things about separation of powers. It doesn't mean, for example, that the president cannot host the CJ to a meeting to discuss his plans. There's nothing wrong with that. If there's this crisis, it doesn't mean he can't consult the CJ to say, well, these cases are going to come your way, but I'd like you to see the thinking behind it. He's not instructing him. So it doesn't, all this separation of powers, the presidency saying he cannot instruct or cannot instruct. No, everybody knows that the president has the power to do virtually anything. So if I were a president, or if you had, a real corporate-minded president, on Friday he knows that there's going to be a Supreme Court judgment. So what does he do? He meets on Thursday before the judgment, with the Attorney General, the CBN governor. They have an informal meeting to say, look, there's going to be a judgment tomorrow. Our people are suffering. What do we do? If it goes this way, this is the scenario. If it goes that way, this is the scenario. Now that the Supreme Court has said it is legal tender and so on and so forth, you initiate action from that Friday night to alleviate the sufferings of the people, even if it means telling banks to open Saturday and Sunday. Okay, you ask Emefiele, what happened to the old 1,000 naira notes? How much can we garner? Okay, call the Air Force, let the Air Force move. That is how you behave in an emergency. It is because the welfare of the people is not paramount in the minds of those who are governing us. That's what it is. And because by Monday morning, any active government should have had money in circulation. And it took a lot of pressure. And I heard somebody talking about Arewa Consultative Forum. For even the presidency to, by Monday morning, we should have gotten a news flash here at 6 o'clock. And it doesn't need, sometimes you need to look at the environment in which you operate and what you would call the best practice for that. What is wrong in the president in his sitting room setting aside 5 minutes to say, in view of this, this is what is going to happen. There's nothing wrong with that. He didn't do that. Even as at yesterday, the circular that was signed was not even signed by the governor himself. It was passed to his information director. You see, at the end of the day, we are in much deeper soup than we imagine as a people. This country needs to be driven, and I will still maintain it. This is not a matter of, not liking this or that. This country needs to be driven by a set of young corporate people, corporate who know the essence of governance. What you get here is do your worst. That's what you always get. And at every corner, in every place within the polity, they're waiting for you. It's very sad. I was almost in tears this morning that what kind of a country is this? We've been in this situation. What started off as something good, we've been in this situation now for 2 to 3 weeks with no cash. With no cash. We all tried, in the media, all of us here, tried to get, okay, fine, it's for a good cause. The cause gone Oluleni if we were defeated in that one. And it's sad. And the sad thing is that I don't think there's a solution for as long as we have the kind of attitude that we have. Because like Kelvin always says, we're just continuing in error. We're continuing in error until we... And I don't know why my generation has a fear of these young people. Because when we were the ages of these young people, we were taking decisions. At 32, I was almost at management level in a multinational, taking key decisions, reporting directly to the chairman, using the director's office. At 32. I mean, come on. I got my first opportunity at 28, given a big responsibility, and I lived up to it. That's why the young people, I will advise you, if you don't want to inherit a wretched country, you better gird your loins and find a way to throw my generation totally out of the scene. Because this kind of governance that we have in 2023, where there's a judgment on Friday, crucial judgment, on Monday we are still begging, we are still asking, we are still making inquiries, we are still at home moaning. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. It's sad. But the announcement now, though, correct me if I'm wrong, is that both the old 1,000 Naira notes, the old 500, all old notes are valid till December.
That's right.
So I am hoping that by this morning, some of the banks that have a stash of the old notes will bring them up. Please try and alleviate the sufferings of our people. One of my staff couldn't come to work yesterday. He just couldn't leave his home. And that also meant that because even when you go to the electronic side of things, the networks were all down. Yesterday, I finished eating in the restaurant somewhere. So we tried card, it didn't go. We tried.
Oh my God.
I asked them, it's an year and be by because it looks like But it's a bad reflection. And I saw the presidency trying to move that the president will not.
I was coming there. Feel that the president was trying to throw Godwin Emefiele and Malami under the bus?
No, it just it definitely shows the dysfunction that we have. Even you see, look, don't let's split hairs over issues. Even though yes, there is independence, the president apparently he appointed both Emefiele and the attorney general. It doesn't mean you cannot meet informally. It's not a cult. The president even can meet the CJ. He can have a meeting between the CJ, the Senate president, and the House of Reps leader to say, look, this is the problem confronting this country. This is the way I want to go. I need your cooperation. Any ideas? You know, that kind of a thing. So that whoever wrote that press release for the president, I'm sorry. The president himself, at 6 o'clock let's say the judgment was on
immediately
Friday,
the judgment was, judgment was came, pronounced.
I expect him to have met an inner caucus there and then with his chief of staff and set everybody rolling. If you need the Air Force to move cash, let it be so. You move cash everywhere.
Maybe they did. Maybe they took a different decision entirely.
Or maybe they met up. So what decision could have been taken?
They
wanted to tarry a while.
I guess. Maybe they did. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, I don't like to agree with you, but you have a point. I always like to be in opposition with you. But you have a point. Also, maybe they just didn't care. You know my thinking. Let me now get serious. You know, I think they tried to stall for these governorship elections, hoping that the governors, and you can see how desperate some of the governors got, asking. Those governors who are asking for, first of all, you are giving orders that you do not have the power to give. You order the bank. You can't order the banks as a governor. Forget it. So that is just playing to the gallery. If you fall for that, good luck to you. Okay, so they just playing to the gallery. Secondly, I'm sure their major concern is the elections that would have taken place on Saturday. So that was what the stalling was all about. Until, what's that man's name? The INEC chairman.
Yeah.
Threw a spanner in the works and moved it by 1 week. And now they see that there is no way we can go through that for another 1 week. Maybe that was the thinking. But we are not robots. Okay, we are not robots. We are human beings. Blood flows in our veins. Not all of us eat from the government kitchen and so on and so forth. There are people who live on a daily stipend. Even those living on a daily stipend, they couldn't get paid.
That's right.
Alaru, all these people, they couldn't get paid. You know, when I was coming to work this morning, there's a beggar that is usually by the junction of where I pass through. He wasn't there. Do you know why? It occurred to me the whole of last week, nobody would have given him a penny. Where's the cash from? As I go, I have only 1,000 naira in my pocket. And no Jupiter. That 1,000 naira is in case I run into somebody selling egg or whatever to compensate. No Jupiter can get that 1,000 naira from my pocket. It's a serious matter. So I think the problem is calculated, but we need a government that is efficient, quick on their feet, corporate. A president who will come and say, okay, this is what it is. This is the way I'm going to go. Look at the president of Ukraine, for example. See how active he is. Forget the optics of him rolling his sleeves. In reality, you can see he's active, he's everywhere. Part of it is because most likely he had some kind of corporate training or schooling. And then also because he is young. End of story.
Yeah. Let's go to our next paper. Daily Trust is our next paper. Page 4. Violence. 7 states to watch ahead of governorship polls.
This is the Daily Trust. Tell you. The coloration that the Lagos, especially the ethnic coloration that this political struggle in Lagos has gotten now, is a very dangerous one. And everybody is throwing whatever to the winds, caution to the wind. Even our religious leaders are not any different. And at the end of the day, what do you need in Lagos? You just need a good government that will do the needful. But with the threats, we've seen people on videos threatening. There's a video I saw yesterday of some guy carrying an automatic weapon somewhere in Suleri. We haven't heard that anybody has picked him up. It's full of threats and so on and so forth. But I'm going to encourage people, go out and cast your vote. Nobody can intimidate you. But I'm also going to tell you, and of course, Thursday and Friday we'll discuss that at 9 o'clock on the issues you need to look at before you cast your vote in Lagos. So that's in the pending file. The report here says that the defeat of the APC in the presidential election has raised tension as the party fights to retain the state it has ruled for more than 20 years. And then they say tension was heightened on Saturday when gunmen attacked LP governorship candidate Rhodes Vivor in Ekpe, which is, I don't think, we also need, that's, I respect Atiku and Jonathan, and we need all our politicians to have that attitude, that no blood is worth shedding for.
That's right.
Atiku did something extremely matured, and in spite of, the whatever, my misgivings about him, he did something quite mature I will never forget.
What was that?
In this old country. He didn't go and campaign in Port Harcourt, in Rivers.
Yes.
So if there's somebody who's losing his mind there, he won't be part of it. Okay, so he lost, and so what? The world hasn't come to an end. Mm. That sacrifice that he did, I won't forget. Okay, so now we get to Zamfara, and this is, Zamfara have equally expressed fears of violence ahead of the polls. And it says that the two major candidates, Matawalle and Dauda Lawal, Dare, the PDP governorship, they're going head-to-head. They say activists attacks on each other, candidates, supporters, officers, campaign vehicles, and billboards have been a recurrent phenomenon. In Bauchi State, there was a tense political atmosphere that resulted in violent clashes between supporters of the incumbent governor and so on and so forth. For those of you who get involved in violence, it's a lose-lose situation. The man who went on a rant, on the social media with video or whatever, that video is going to haunt him. Because one day somebody is going to use him and they throw him in the slammer. And always remember and hope that the crisis does not degenerate. Because if it does, any crisis in Nigeria, the international bodies will be interested in what's going on and who did what. That's when some of these videos will resurface and you'll have yourself to blame. I'm calling on young people. Every time you hear that there's violence, you've never heard the son of a political leader involved in that violence. Theirs is to put their children in positions of authority while you go kill yourselves. You need to lend yourself a brain. It's not, nobody is worth dying for. Nobody. And I repeat it. For what and for how much? For what? It's a lose-lose situation. If the man wins, you can't even get to him again. If he loses, it's double. You can press it for as long as you want. Nobody's going to open that door. So please, let's give people a right to choose who they want. Must you force things, your leadership, your own political interests on them? Well, we'll get to that. We'll do a much more thorough analysis of that. And so we have Gombe. Gombe also worried about the threat of violence and so on and so forth. And so some expert writes about how to avoid violence. I think how to avoid violence is simply for people to apply their common sense.
That's, I mean, it's also very imperative that security agencies, at least they be up and doing this Saturday. Quite a number of people couldn't vote during the presidential elections due to that. Hmm. People are systemically disenfranchised.
Yes. Come close. I need to. This is too far. You know, when Mariam was here, they thought it was because he was a fine baby. But I need to do this. You know, the truth is this. Human beings are the same all over the world. What you find in peaceful environments mainly is that, one, adequate provisions are made, meaning the average human being can eat 3 square meals a day, okay, and can go about his business safely. If you do that, but the reason why people obey laws in other countries is because examples are made of those who flout that law. We don't do that here. Look at the amount of violence we had 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard one person being prosecuted. I haven't heard. One nationwide, I haven't heard one person being celebrated as being prosecuted. Not one. With all what you had in Lagos here, carrying ballot boxes and so on and so forth, I haven't heard one person being prosecuted. It's like, oh, it's part. Who was the person, for example, who gave that woman a gash on the face?
Yeah.
That has become the face of democratic struggle in Nigeria. Who did that? Nothing. So we focus on the woman, we don't know who did it. So like you rightly said, until we begin to punish people severely for these things, we'll be living in a concrete jungle. Yeah, next story.
Indeed. Let's move on now to the Vanguard. Page 6 of the Vanguard newspaper. This story is train bus crash. Toxicology test reveals traces of drugs in driver's blood, urine.
You know, this is much deep. First of all, we'd like to thank those who did this and revealed it, you know, without trying to suppress this kind of information, that a driver who was driving the government staff bus, you know, they didn't say alcohol. They said drugs.
That's right.
They said drugs. And so what it shows is that we've always known that anyway. there's a serious flaw in public transportation in Lagos. Serious flaw. It's not being well managed at all. Don't say because this is an isolated incident. It's not. And when we say public transportation, I wonder how any government, for example, will be approving some of the downfalls that you see. So the thing you will get is, the drivers, they're all struggling to earn a living. Excuse me, public transportation, indeed, let us face it now, is for the big boys. It is for those who, if you run it well, you would even have corporate bodies who would want to set up, their own transport companies to run things properly. We need to deviate. So this is going to be an issue for the new government, any new government that comes in, or if it's the same government, depending on how you vote. We can't continue running our public transportation like this. And not to talk of course, you know what, all this NURTW nonsense here and there. That is not how to run a public transportation. What you are running, indeed, is a racket. Mm. But at the expense of the lives of the people. The situation that made you ban Okada also needs to make you have complete reforms in the transport sector. Which would then include, you are wondering where I'm going, it would then include monitoring I will bring somebody, I think he's in town, that works in London Transport, to come and educate us here on what it takes for the government to give you a key to a bus. A key to a bus, for you to run a bus. The tests you have to go to. We need to protect, but we don't have regard for human lives. A lot of the so-called downfalls, for example, you can't take it to an abattoir in another country to carry dead cows kill and carry the meat somewhere. You can't even carry them, talk less of human beings. And we continue to progress in error, to use my friend's word, we continue to progress in error in that regard. Human life is human life. It is valuable. And it is the responsibility of the government not to protect those who want to go into the business and are not competent, but to protect its citizens. And it is sad that a country that I grew up in that had companies like Zapas, Benson, Oshinowo, Charity Transport Service, Zapas, in those days, have now thrown public transportation open to all kinds of charlatans and so on and so forth, who have no regard for their own life and the lives of the people that they carry. So these are the new things we will have to do once we have a new government, means a new tenure of a new government. So you don't think that I'm supporting one candidate over the other. No. Once I have a new tenure from May, the issues, whether it's Sanwo-Olu or whoever it is, we would have to push them in the corner to say, no, leave your mark. We know that a lot of your supporters are involved in this. We cannot continue to run public. Human lives matter. Human lives matter. It has been done before, like I said. Back in the day, you had the LMTS, owned by government. You had Oshinowo Transport Service. You had Benson Transport Service. You had Ohio-Suma Transport Service. You had Charity for Molue, painted green. And they were run fairly well, not what we have now. One of these days, somebody is going to put a wheelbarrow on the road and will allow him run public transport. I don't think that is right. Anyway, this gentleman, Oti Wapa, he found drugs in the system. Okay, and you can see the result that has produced. I don't need to emphasize that more. We'll see how this goes on. We'll continue to monitor what happens, who is punished for what. But I'd also like to use this opportunity to thank especially the Commissioner for Health, who I'm a great fan of, and Professor Fabanwo and his crew for their quick response to, because in all honesty, given the circumstance, from the reports that we got, we have no other reason. But what's the name of the Commissioner for Health?
Professor Akinbayemi.
Professor Akinbayemi. Okay, Professor. And you see what happens. You see, Professor. You see how these things are seamless. Edu, you see, you can't, you need, if you cannot run a multinational at corporate level, you should not be given the state to run. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. We need more professionals in politics who will be given the chance to run. This country is like a corporate. Are you telling me that a corporate body like MTN, you'd have an MTN or Unilever or whatever, will be dilly-dallying between Friday and Tuesday morning over a situation like this? If they need to meet at 2 a.m., so it will be.
We have to go now. We must go. Thank you so much for coming through. Lagos, that's our show. He'll be back at 9. Who's coming at 9?
I have a report from an expert on that accident that happened.
Okay.
I have an expert's opinion. And then I'll also have Adenusi Patrick. I forgot that they are jolly just going to Lord. He don't chop sausages. So all he is doing devil. You need to tell us your experience. That's really for another day.
Thank you so much for coming. Lagos, let's take a break. Bring you the news. After the news, we'll delve into the crossfire proper. Morning to you.
Nigeria Evil.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't obey court order.
Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.